Next, we'll hear from Judge Stephen Jarr with his Administrative Director's Report.
Thank you, Chief, and good morning, all. You have in hand my regular written report summarizing activities, programs, and services in which the Administrative Office engaged on behalf of the Council and Courts since the January meeting. I would like to draw attention to a couple of the items in the report for your consideration. First of all, I too would like to express my great appreciation to the staff of our Office of Governmental Affairs under the leadership of Corey Jasperson for their efforts in coordinating the more than 100 meetings between council members and legislators and their staff concurrent with the council's meetings here in Sacramento in January and today, culminating in the reception for representatives of our sister branches in the freshly restored courts building encircled by the Capitol hosted by Justice Hall. In addition to diligently following through on any issues raised at these meetings, Corey and his team are continuing to set and prepare materials for the ongoing series of meetings that the Chief Justice and I are having with legislative and executive branch partners, as was mentioned by the Chief moments ago. As was also mentioned earlier this month, the Chief and I have two separate such meetings with Assemblymember John Sawyer, who is the Budget Subcommittee Chair on the Judicial Branch Budget. Mr. John Sawyer raised some issues regarding the financial management of the Judicial Council and Administrative Office administered court funds. In this regard, we made clear that the state appropriation for the trial courts is allocated under the new WAFM formula by the Judicial Council, not by the AOC, and that the Administrative Office exercises no discretion, but simply administers the Council's direction there and then reports and accounts in detail for every penny to the legislature. We also alerted Mr. John Sawyer to the fact that an independent external financial audit of the Administrative Office is already scheduled to occur this year by the Department of Finance's Office of State Audits and Evaluations, and that this scheduled audit, in combination with the array of financial reports we regularly provide to the legislature, contains detailed fiscal information. To demonstrate the scope of reporting that already occurs and the level of transparency that exists, we provided Mr. Jones Sawyer's office with six binders containing 4,500 pages of reports that the Administrative Office has provided to the legislative and executive branches within the past year alone, and advised him of the substantial series of audits the AOC and the Judicial Council have undergone over the last several years. We have also been working with the Department of Finance to seek an amendment to how summary information of the Judicial Council and Administrative Office budget is displayed. DOF Director Michael Cohen has readily and kindly obliged us in this request, which is based on our concern that funds that have been historically included as part of trial court budget funds until two fiscal years ago are now shown in the governor's budget summary as part of the Judicial Council AOC budget. This could lead legislators to make an apples and oranges comparison and thus to inaccurately conclude that the expenditures by, and thus perhaps the appropriations to, the Judicial Council and the Administrative Office for operations have risen since fiscal 07-08. As mentioned, the Department of Finance has now authorized use of its expanded budget display, which clearly and correctly shows that the Judicial Council Administrative Office Operation Budget and Expenditures, which represent 3.6% of the overall branch budget, have, as we all know, gone down during this period. We will ensure that this information is made available to our colleagues in the legislature. As you are aware, Assemblymember John Sawyer recently sent a letter to the Joint Legislative Audit Committee, or JLAC, requesting an audit of the Judicial Council and Administrative Office of the Courts. At the request of Assembly staff, we provided comment on the substance of the letter. The annotated letter, which includes our comments in blue, has been provided to each of you at table just moments ago. And I submit to you is a helpful and thoroughgoing commentary on the points that are made in the letter. I suspect that you will see that the annotated version identifies inaccuracies or areas of incompleteness, most notably a misunderstanding of the governor's budget display concerning branch spending over the last 5 years, as I mentioned to you just moments ago. The comments in blue, in concert with the expansion of the display which the DOF kindly provided, show the significant reductions in administrative office expenditures during that time. I do want to highlight, probably more importantly, that any member of the public can access the legislative reports I referenced through our California Courts website. We have also posted there, as a fact check, information on the internal as well as the external audits of the Council and the Administrative Office by entities including the California State Auditor, the State Controller's Office, and the Office of State Audits and Evaluations. We have in the past and will continue in the future to abide by all reporting and auditing requests. Extra copies of the letter with annotations are available on the table under the clock, as is a display of the 8 binders of 4,500 pages of reports that we previously provided to Mr. Jones Sawyer's office. In addition, you will find, and that which has not been passed out, on Judicial Council stationery, a summary of the various audits and reports that we submit to or provide, and a separate document which actually contains an itemized listing of each report that is required of us that we provide in due course of business. As we continue our state-level advocacy efforts on behalf of our court system and the public we serve, I am also pleased to note that the judicial and bar members of the Bench Bar Coalition are preparing for upcoming day in the district visits by regional teams of judges and attorneys to legislators and their district offices. OGA is updating, with the aid of all the trial courts, the snapshots which were so helpful in those activities last year. These visits are an important part of our advocacy effort in terms of providing an on-the-ground local perspective on challenges as well as opportunities for protecting and improving equal access to justice. I should also mention, as a final budget-related note, just yesterday, our Chief Administrative Officer, Kurt Soderlund, was contacted by the Department of Finance, which requested, as it did last year, that the trial courts next month provide their projected fund balances as of June 30, 2014, which, of course, would be the last day of the current fiscal year. We will, as we did last year, formally pass on that request of notice and work with all the trial courts to work with them in compiling those projections for transmittal in a timely fashion to the Department of Finance. On the education front, improving access to justice is the central underpinning for the array of judicial branch education program offerings highlighted in the report that I presented to you. The diverse subject matter of the programs conducted for judicial officers, court employees, and justice system stakeholders since the Council's January meeting included, among others, sentencing for drug-involved offenders, ethics and self-represented litigants in domestic violence cases, and an overview of the California Environmental Quality Act, which the CJUR Civil Law Curriculum Committee has now recommended be produced as a bench guide for judicial officers. These valuable programs draw on the expertise of AOC subject matter experts and the justices, judges, and court administrators who volunteer their time, many for commitments over decades, to share their vast knowledge and experience with their judicial branch colleagues. Their investment is greatly appreciated and of infinite value to California's justice system. Chief, that concludes my report.
Thank you, Judge Jarr. I'm not seeing any hands raised for questions.